Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and this episode is brought to you by Edwards Heritage Consulting. Edwards Heritage Consulting focuses on helping you discover your heritage and roots and is passionate about family, heritage architecture, and genealogy. For more information, contact Helen by email, heritagelady@gmail.com. Again, that's heritagelady@gmail.com. Let her know you found her from OTR Westerns. Today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date is August 31st, 1958, and the title is I the Wed. Sounds like someone's getting married. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
And in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Gun Smoke, presented by Army in Europe magazine, a monthly feature magazine for the use of a soldier and civilian.
Gun Smoke, starring William Conrad. Story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Last week left it here.
Oh.
It's poems by Tennyson. I never knew words could be so beautiful, Matt. Yeah, listen to this. Here are cool mosses deep, and through the moss the ivies creep. And in the stream the long-leaved flowers weep, and from the craggy ledge the poppy hangs in sleep.
That sounds so nice and skinny.
Yeah.
That's quite a place he's describing, Kitty. Wherever it is.
Well, it's sure enough Dodge City.
Well, you could leave, you know, and find some place like that poem is about.
Oh, I won't. You know that. I don't even try anymore.
Yeah.
Marshal Sam Lackett's whopping his wife again. Something awful. They're right out here.
All right. I'll be back with that beer in a minute, Kitty.
Sure, man.
She'd stay home like she ought to do. She wouldn't have no complaints.
I don't aim to have you lose all the egg money on gambling and drink.
Shut up, or I belt your teeth out of your head.
Don't hit her again.
I've already told you, Marshal. It ain't none of the law's business.
Well, a few days in jail might change your mind about that.
Jail? You jail a man just for keeping order in his own household?
I'll jail any man for beating a woman.
You can't jail me.
I can if she signs a complaint.
Oh no, Marshal. I wouldn't do nothing like that.
You just let me catch you signing a complaint.
Miss Lackett, this isn't the first time he's hit you, and it's more likely won't be the last unless he learns that he can't get away with it.
No. I wouldn't want to sign no complaint.
6 months ago, when Doc set those broken fingers for you, didn't Sam do that?
She's a liar if she says so.
No, it was the gate on the corral. One of the calves was trying to get out.
Oh? You told Doc you dropped a piece of stove wood on it.
Well, I don't remember.
Well, what you better remember is where you left the wagon. Go get it. Get back out to the place. I'll have more to say to you later.
All right, Sam. I'll go.
Miss Lackett, you know, you don't have to put up with any more of this. Now, if you want to sign a complaint, I'll see that you're protected.
No, Marshal, it's all right. I'll go.
Yeah. Maybe that'll learn you not to butt into a man's personal affairs more.
I'll butt in if you hit her again. I'm warning you.
I was hoping you'd flatten him, Matt.
I was too, Mr. Jones.
Give me a glass of rye, bartender.
Yeah, sure, Marshal.
Poor little gal. Matt, you remember Hester when she first came here from the east?
Yeah.
Some of the girls helped me, and we made her a wedding dress out of some linen tablecloth, all white. She's as pretty as a picture.
Well, she sure ain't very pretty now, after the way he treated her and all.
Well, Sam's had a lot of bad luck, Chester. 2 years of crop failures, lost most of his herd from blackwater fever.
Is that her fault?
No, but it makes a man kind of short-tempered.
Those two are heading for something bad, Matt. I'll give you odds. How about it?
No, Kitty. I won't take that bet. That you can really tell something about a man's health just by listening to him through that, whatever you call it.
That is called a stethoscope. Yeah. Of course I can tell. Why else would I be doing it?
Just to impress people, maybe. I wouldn't put it past.
Oh, impress who? An ignorant lout that's got no better sense than to go out and get a bullet through his lung?
I didn't do it on purpose, Doc. Besides, it's all healed up, isn't it?
Healed up. In that rawhide carcass of yours, of course it's healed up.
Oh, that's good.
You know, man, until I came to Dodge City, I had no conception of what the human body could endure. Like during the war, I've seen men die with wounds that you wouldn't even go to bed with.
And I always figure they can't bury you as long as you're on your feet,
Doc.
Doc? Why, Mrs. Lackett.
Doc,
Doc, she's been beaten half to death.
That's about all I can do for her right now, Matt. Her nose is broken, and that one rib, and her
is. I just don't know.
Interesting. You feel like telling me what happened, ma'am?
I don't know, Marshal. Nothing, I guess.
Now, Miss Lackett, I wouldn't call it nothing when you were hurt so bad that you could hardly crawl up those stairs.
It don't matter. Nothing does anymore.
Now, how did it happen?
I don't remember, Marshal. I just don't remember.
It was Sam, wasn't it?
No. No, I fell off the wagon.
Oh, now, all this didn't happen from a fall. You may as well tell me, Miss Lackett. I'm going to find out one way or the other. Now, was it Sam?
He'd kill me for telling. He said he would.
He won't hurt you. I'll see to that.
I thought he was going to tonight. Seems like he just keeps getting more mean and cruel. Tonight, I know he'd really killed me if I hadn't gotten away.
He's not going to kill anybody. Look, you just sign the complaint and I'll take care of him.
Is this all so different when we got married? Him and the way the world looked? Everything is different.
Miss Lyle, maybe that's enough talking for now.
I used to think back on it lots of times, laying awake at night, listening to the coyotes across the prairie. I don't do that much no more, but I used to. Like when we were first married. He was so kind and gentle. He'd tell me I was the prettiest girl he'd ever seen in his whole life.
Now, Miss Lackett,
he want me to put on my good dress, and when we'd sit in the porch in the evening, and wear my brooch with the pearls, he'd pin it on me himself, and would always laugh because he was so clumsy and he couldn't. That's what it was about tonight, Marshal. He wanted that brooch to bring into town and sell, but I wouldn't tell him where it was. What is it? Changes people that start out good and breaks them and turns them bad.
I don't know, man. It's time, maybe, or maybe it's a prairie.
A prairie. I hate it.
Will you sign the complaint, Miss Lackett?
Yes. Yes, I will, Marshal.
All right, everybody. Quiet down. Court's in session. I don't have much time. I rode in yesterday, right out again tonight. So it don't matter whether you got business with this court or if you just come in off the street to loaf. Long as you're here, you got to show proper respect so we can get on with the cases. And let's see now. There's the first thing we got here is a case of wife beating Sam Lackett. Preliminary hearing. Is Sam in court?
Yes, sir, he is, Your Honor. I just brought him over from the jail.
I ain't done nothing, Judge.
Sam, you'll get your chance to speak your piece. From what I hear about you, you're overdoing court anyhow. Is Marshal Dillon here? Chester, where's Matt?
Well, I don't know, sir. I figured he'd be here, but now...
Sure, we can't start this without him.
Well, see, him and Doc was going to bring Ms. Lackett, providing she felt up to it. According to Doc, she's apt to lose a sight in one of her eyes.
Oh, it's a lie. He's just putting on, trying to make it hard on me.
Sam, I'll tell you right now, I don't like wife beaters. You get me mad, I'll find some legal loophole to hang you.
I ain't done nothing.
I'm sorry to be late, Your Honor.
That's all right, Matt.
Doc wasn't even too sure Miss Lackett was in any condition to come here, but she insisted that she was.
Well, she ought to be in bed.
He's going to tell you a bunch of lies.
All right. Let's get on with it then. I'll read the complaint here, and then we'll see what we got to go on. Now, there's a complaint charge in...
Your Honor, sir. Please, sir. Could I say something?
Well, it ain't quite in order, but I guess it's all right. What is it, Miss Lackett?
Well, it's about that complaint, Your Honor. I want to take it back. I don't know what I was thinking when I signed it. There ain't no truth in it, Judge. I fell. That's how I got hurt.
Yeah.
I told you that complaint was a pack of lies, didn't I?
Well, Marshal?
She's afraid of him, Your Honor. She's scared to go through with it.
You're sure this is what you want to do, Miss Lackett?
Yes, sir. I'm sure.
It seems a shame to let a white-beaten scoundrel like him get off scot-free just by intimidating a witness. Now, if there was only some other charge, like resisting arrest or shooting off firearms...
He did resist arrest, Your Honor. Mr. Dillon had to slap him flat.
Well, in that case, Sam, $50 for 50 days.
I ain't got $50, and you know it. That's a dirty, crooked way of running things.
He's your prisoner, Matt.
All right, Your Honor. All right, come on, Sam. I got a big stack of firewood over at the jail just waiting to be cut.
I didn't come to talk about that, though.
You shouldn't be here at all, Miss Lackett. Doc told you to stay in bed for another week at least, didn't he?
Well, I just couldn't get used to it, Marshal. It didn't seem proper.
Well, you want to talk to Sam, huh?
How's he taking to it, Marshal?
Mean? Maybe we can work some of that out of him by the time his 50 days are up.
Well, now, the way I recollect it, the judge said $50 or 50 days.
Yeah, that's right.
And that if the fine was to be paid up, you'd turn him loose?
Well, yeah. $41 as it stands now. He's been here 9 days, but I doubt anybody's going to pay me much.
I want to pay his fine, Marshal.
What?
I got the money. I sold my brooch to one of the girls at the Long Branch. Here, see?
Yes, I see.
But Miss Lackett, he pretty near killed you a couple of weeks ago. Next time he might just do it.
No, Chester, he won't. There you are, Marshal. $41.
Well, all right, go get him, will you, Chester?
Yes, sir, but...
Miss Lackett, why are you doing this? First withdrawing your complaint in court and now paying his fine and getting him out. Why?
I don't know exactly. At least not how to put it in words. I've been trying to think things out for the last 2 weeks. My life and how it's wasted and what's become of me and all.
Well, you'll get over this in time.
No, Marcia. You get beat just so many times and you get over it. Then there's one finally you don't get over. Because there ain't nothing left of you.
Esther, what do you think you're doing here? Come around to gloat, did you?
No, Sam.
You just paid your fine, Sam. You're being released.
Wow. So you finally come to your senses.
That's right, Sam.
And you, Marshal, maybe this will learn you not to interfere between a man and his wife from now on.
I don't call a wife beater a man.
Ain't you done no thinking, Sam? Ain't you even sorry at all for what you done to me?
You better keep your mouth shut if you know it's good for you. What I done ain't nothing to what'll happen to you if you try lawing against me again.
You'd beat me. Is that what you're saying?
I'll beat you a plenty you don't stand lying. I might just throw you clean off the place. I can't see no reason keeping somebody as ugly and broken up as you.
And it's still the same. And it'll go on being. You ain't changed one bit.
You really think you would, Miss Lackett?
I just hope that was all, Marshal. The last little piece of hope I had. Sam, come over here by the window.
Where?
I brought you a present. I got it wrapped up in here.
What'd you do? Finally sell that brooch of yours?
I let you off in court, Sam. But I guess you're kind of back in court now. Charged with killing a woman. Your wife. How do you plead, Sam?
I don't know what you're talking about.
How do you plead?
I'll plead you when I get you out to the place.
No, you won't. And if you won't answer the charge, or even say you're sorry or promise to do better, then the court's going to decide for you. He's a
bum. Miss Leggett, don't do it.
Guilty, Sam. That's the way the court decides. Guilty. Here's the gun, Marshal. I reckon you'll want it for evidence.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The script was specially written for Gunsmoke by Les Crutchfield, with editorial supervision by John Meston. The music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns were by Ray Kemper and Bill James. Featured in the cast were Parley Bear as Chester, Howard McGear as Doc, and Georgia Ellis as Kitty. George Walsh speaking. Join us again next week for another specially transcribed story on Gunsmoke. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.